freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mud Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, hey, everybody. It's finally Friday again.
Yay!
Yay! And, man, this is going to be the last Friday of winter, I guess. We are coming up on spring. Spring is almost...
User joined your channel.
All right, here we go. I think. Yeah, okay, we're live, waiting for, you know, Steve to get back over here, because we, you know, kind of jumped the gun there trying to get into the other channel. I didn't see you get over here into the Lightspeed room quickly enough. And there's Steve. Okay, Steve, right. Take it back away.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about the weather here for a while and just kind of what's been going on. We've had our share of it already, a little bit of rain and snow. But this is Friday, and this is March, and March comes in like a lion and roars out like a tiger, I guess, is the way it is around here. But I'm glad to be with you, and I'm hoping everybody's going to have a good weekend. We got a little snow last night here in Colorado. It's headed to the middle of the country now. It wasn't bad. But, you know, I'm really glad that we're going to get a weekend. I hope after all of this tumultuous week that we have had so far, we're going to have a few days of just kind of relaxation and getting ready for the things to come. How's it going with you, Dave?
Oh, it's going all right. We got some severe storms moving in. I'm surprised the thunder boomers hadn't started yet and the lights started flickering and all that. Hopefully the internet circuit will hold. I've got everything else on backup power, so we should be all right, knock on wood.
Yeah, that's good to have, yeah. I would look at all those kinds of things. And of course, our solar system is working a little better, and I've, you know, I still continue to tell people that if they are interested in getting solar power for their house, it might be a good time to do it because the tax deductions and credits and things like that that are going to be available may start drying up very quick, and these power companies are really trying to charge people who are on solar extra for being on solar, which really isn't fair because they already charge you $10 just to read your meter, regardless of whether you're using their power or not. But if you're interested in that, please get in touch with me, stevestarsradio@gmail.com, stevestarsradio@gmail.com. I can show you how you can set it up. It won't cost you anything. As a matter of fact, you'll save your first month of your electrical bill, and that could be as high as $120 or something like that, depending upon how much power you use during the summer, especially with air conditioning. So now's the time to do it. You better get set up to go with that pretty quick, because if you don't, they're going to get busy, and it's going to be a lot longer before they're going to be able to get your solar panels up. They do it all. You know, they get you the permits. They do this, the spec out on your whole house, lay out the whole thing. Does not cost you a nickel. It's on the lease situation, so you won't pay anything out of pocket. And
it's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Yeah, it really is. SteveStarsRadio@gmail.com. If you're interested, just drop me a line. I'm not going to bother you with it. I'll just let you know what's going on. And if you want to do it, I'll help you the best I can. Other than that, yeah, we're right. You're right about that, Dave. We need to get the backup power system set up. We need to start preparing to take care of ourselves a little better. We never know what might happen. It could be, you know, government related. It could be weather related, apocalypse related. You know,
yeah. Zombie apocalypse. Yeah, here they come.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there too already, man. I mean, you've been watching some of these videos on these people. I mean,
good grief.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I was just talking to my brother-in-law, a nice guy, you know, and we had a really good time and went out to breakfast. And he is a former vet, a Vietnam War vet. And, I mean, he's one heck of a guy, Dave. He really is. He's helped us tremendously, and I've tried to help him. I know the family really well. He lost his wife, who was my sister-in-law, to cancer 2 years ago. We're really sorry about that. It's just been miserable for everybody because of that whole situation. She was way too young, and we miss her tremendously. But, you know, he needs somebody to talk to sometimes. He's working on a big farm out east of where we are, a big one. I mean, 3,000 head of cattle out there. They've got, like, just acres and acres and acres of stuff. And they're also doing a lot of recycling and things like that out there with recycling of fiber and I mean, there's about 10 or 15 other businesses that are moving in and out of this big, huge operation out there. 3,000 head of cattle. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, we were talking about his situation, and he, you know, he had to get hearing aids because, you know, over the years he's had hearing problems, primarily doing using so much heavy machinery, and then going back to the days of the war with guns and operations and stuff like that. And to go to the Veterans Administration to get this taken care of, he had to make like 8 trips up to Cheyenne, which is about 45 or 50 miles away, over a period of a year and a half to get his hearing aids, you know, from the Veterans Administration. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's happening with the vets right now that makes a lot of us angry because, and of course, you know, this is a horrible way to treat these people, these guys that have been through so much. He can tell you stories. You know, he had some PTSD, I'm sure, resulting from that because he was there in the early 60s and he's mellowed out quite a bit. But I mean, it's just horrible what we've had with our vets and the way they've been treated over these years. And we really need to help a lot of these folks. You know, we've got more and more all the time. And of course, the guys coming back today are getting a little bit better treatment right off the top, but we've forgotten about a lot of people from way back, you know?
Oh yeah, and that's not an isolated incident. My dad was in the Navy between Korea and Vietnam, so thankfully he didn't get in that mess. But you know, had a couple of problems as a result of a couple of things that happened while he was in there. And the Charlie Foxtrot with the VA was just never ending. I think that contributed to his high blood pressure quite a bit.
Yeah.
And story after story after, you know, everybody that I've talked to about this, you know, I've determined nobody's gotten good service from them. My next door neighbor recently passed away. He was in Vietnam, was exposed to that Agent Orange stuff and had all sorts of health problems there at the end. And, he had gotten married and, oh man, they have just treated his widow something awful. We want all of our money back. You know, this nasty stuff. You know, they're not out there trying to help, you know, our veterans at all. It's not what that's about at all. You know, they're just throwing them away like discarded trash, and it's absolutely disgusting. Whether or not we agree with the wars or not, these people were volunteers. They stepped up in the ideals to serve the country, and we owe them a debt of gratitude for that. Whether or not the wars were just or not, that doesn't matter. They stepped up to serve the country. And the least we can do is take care of them. And that's the last thing the VA is doing. They would rather sit there and just put you off, put you off, put you off, losing a list until you die so they don't have to deal with you. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you were right about that. I mean, I don't blame our veterans for the way policy went bad. I remember my dad was in the Marine Corps during World War II and Korea. He trained troops. He was an officer in the Marine Corps. He was a captain and promoted to captain during Korea, and he didn't have to go overseas because Colonel Lee knew that he had just gotten married to my mom. And of course, this would be a few years before I was born, but they stayed stateside in California, Camp Pendleton, for those years. But of course, he was also very much active in the reserves, and also, you know, at one point almost went to work in the CIA, which I'm glad he didn't. I think the reason why they wouldn't take him, Dave, was that he was too squeaky clean. You know what I mean? They didn't have anything on him, you know.
Didn't have dirt on you, yeah. So you can't come here.
Right. Well, actually, they did accept him. It took a long, long time, though. He had to fill out all these forms and everything like that. And you know, he was waiting on them to call him back. And in the meantime, he got an offer to go to work for a guy in the oil business, which is where he wanted to go. And, you know, he'd taken that job by the time they contacted him back and said, hey, we're sorry we didn't get back with you earlier, but, we want to bring you out here to, I don't know where it was, you know, someplace. Maybe it was, you know, Lynchburg or, you know, one of those places. Who knows? But anyhow, he didn't make it. And, he said, nope, I'm going to do the, oil business thing from now on. Thanks a lot, guys. It's a good thing he didn't, because, he spoke Spanish. He might have ended up in the Bay of Pigs. Oil, Spanish speaking, Marine officer type guy.
No bueno.
Yeah, right. No bueno for that, man. So, that turned out to be very, very advantageous as it worked out. And I'm glad he didn't. But the reason why I brought it up, was because I remember the 64 election with Barry Goldwater. And what most people don't know, and if you don't know much about Barry Goldwater, we had the issue of Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin event, of course, in July of 64. And Johnson was telling us at that time that we had to just kind of negotiate the situation, Dave. You know what I mean? Well, we'll just take it very easy. We're not going to threaten the world with a world war. You know, we're not going to bomb North Vietnam or do all these kinds of things. Now, Goldwater had been a party to the foreign affairs, you know, the NSA, or not NSA at that time, but, you know, the National Security Council people and the Armed Forces committees in the Senate. So he knew very well what was going on. And he was a brigadier general, I believe it was, in the Air Force prior to the time as a senator. And he knew they were basically lying, because he knew that all the munitions and things going into Vietnam were what he called in the pipeline. In the pipeline. That means they were already being made, produced in ships, being loaded up, being sent to Vietnam for a very long, long war. Now, Goldwater also knew that all we had to do was block the Haiphong Harbor in North Vietnam and bomb North Vietnam, and the war would have been over in a very, very short period of time. So what he said was, since this war is coming and we're faced with it, and of course he didn't go into the reasons why he knew, because he could not break national security, he could not call Johnson out as the liar he was in that election, lest he break his national security pledge. See how that worked?
Well, anyhow, catch 22, or catch 21, as Bob's mother would say, and if you didn't catch that show.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it's a catch 21.
Yeah, that was funny, man. Yeah, catch 21. Well, this was a catch 21, that's for sure. Okay? He could not expose Johnson. And I saw him on, I think it was like the Mike Douglas show or one of these shows years later, Barry Goldwater. And, they were talking about this. And of course, the Pentagon Papers now revealed all of that. And that, you know, that Goldwater had been, able to know far in advance that the Vietnam War was set to go for a long period of time. And Goldwater was looking at it like, look, we need to get in and get out of this. We need to get this thing over with. We don't want to draw this out. This is a very easy operation. If we block the Haiphong Harbor, which, by the way, they actually did. They actually drained some of the canals in Haiphong at the very end. That's what forced the North Vietnamese to finally start talking peace, or supposedly talk peace for a little while. But had they blocked the Haiphong Harbor Had they bombed some strategic locations and not many in North Vietnam, the war would have been over in a matter of weeks.
Oh, they can't have that. They can't make enough money with that.
There you go. That's exactly what happened. And as a result, you know, my dad used to tell a joke. He said that people would tell me that if I voted for Barry Goldwater, we will be bombing North Vietnam inside 6 months after the election. My dad said, I voted for Barry Goldwater, and sure enough, we were. You know, because that's exactly what happened. But only thing is as you know, Dave, they weren't bombing strategic locations. They were bombing dirt roads and rice paddies, and they weren't actually taking out the locations in Vietnam that they should have been hitting.
Of course not.
Yeah. So long story short, of course, is that I learned a lot from him in that early election about what went wrong. And my dad had said that time will prove to be very much kinder to Barry Goldwater than this last election was, which was a landslide, by the way. They had that commercial running for LBJ on TV with the countdown, 10, 9, 8, and they had this little girl standing there, and then they show you this atomic bomb and all this kind of stuff. Just terrorizing the peoples, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
It's the same old story, and we've come to find out it doesn't really matter who gets elected. They go bombing anyway, because look what happened with Obama in 2008. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the troops home from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, where was that? You can take that to the bank. Oh, that could be the reason that we had the 2008 collapse there. We took it to the bank, and it bounced. Oh, great.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you. We appreciate that. We know that these guys are liars. They're all bought and paid for, and they're serving an agenda that is completely contrary to the will of the people, and it's been that way for a very long time. Back all that long ago, we didn't know that stuff. We were only getting our information from the media and the newspapers and the magazines, and they had a very tight control on it. Now that we have this distributed internet where anybody can share information, it's a lot harder for them to lie to us people out there, and maybe one of these days they'll get it through their thick heads that time is done. So far, not so much so.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's, you know, getting all the way around to the very beginning of what we were talking about with our veterans and stuff like that. Agent Orange, you know, PTSD, we lost about 60,000 people there, friends, over a period of 10 years, and then we ended up vacating the place and the North Vietnamese took over anyway. I mean, it was an incredible disaster. One of those.
A waste of time.
Yeah.
Waste of life. Waste of resources.
And it was never necessary. And so as a result, we see these kinds of policies, which we're not blaming people who went to these wars. I mean, had they been able to do the kinds of things that they should have done, they could have created another South Vietnam out of, South Korea, that is, a South Korea out of South Vietnam. And, it would have been a lot different. There might not have been the killing fields in Cambodia and all the troubles and problems in Laos and all these other things. I mean, they were right essentially about a lot of the domino effect. I mean, these other nations began to crumble shortly thereafter. There's no question about that. But I mean, our guys signed up to really do a job, and at the end time got thrown, you know, they got thrown into this meat grinder. You know, and now we leave them in this situation at this point. It's disgraceful. And, you know, I mean, the long story short, of course, is that the military strategy, the political war, the military industrial complex, we have now been in Afghanistan going on 15 years, friends. I mean, it's like Trump was saying in these debates, we have been there 15 years. And there was originally something like 100 Taliban terrorists that we were after. Come on. And Obama, yeah, he's really been a real a Nobel Prize winning kind of guy, hasn't he? I mean, look at what he's done. He's not only that, but now we've got problems in Libya. We've got problems. Look at what happened in Egypt. That got out of control.
Well, they just stuck him in the wrong category, Steve. You know, he got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he should have gotten the Nobel Douchebag Prize.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the guy, that's as bad as he has been, and the man has been a complete failure. And of course, you ask a lot of these people on the street, and there was this interview out there where they went to South by Southwest, and they were asking these people on the street, these retards, I'm sorry to call them that, friends, that's an awful sentence. Yeah, and they ask them, you know, oh, what do you think about Muslims? Do you think that Trump hates Muslims? And they're saying, absolutely, he does. You know, look, Trump has never done anything against any Muslims. What about Obama and Hillary? They've killed millions. I think the number's up to about a million since that time now. And they've been in. And half of these people in Iraq are under 21 years old, ladies and gentlemen. That's the demographics there. I mean, it's absolutely genocide. And, you know, they never take any blame for any of this. And the same people are causing all kinds of riots and problems and ruckus everywhere. I mean, going crazy. Just, this is the zombie apocalypse, friends. Oh, well. Be back.
We are the American Freedom Party.
See what I'm saying about
urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Back, everybody. This is Steve Starnes along with Etheric Dave on Lightspeed. We're here Monday through Friday right here on the RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. We can always use some help, friends. Donations, if you can, keep us up and running because we really do need to be out there right now, Dave, don't we?
Absolutely. And if you can't do that, hey, spread the word. Get us some more listeners. We'll take all we can take.
That's right. As the great Paul Harvey used to say, you don't build up a network, you build it out. So you go to places, you know, where you have little bits and pieces of one listener here, one little small station there, one little place, one little nook and cranny. That's the way the whole thing works. And that's what we're doing here. That's the way we're making it happen. So you guys are a part of that. You know, you podcast, you spread out our archives, you put links on websites, you do everything you can, and it starts adding up before too long. There's a lot of people out there. Paul Harvey would know. Page two. What do you think of, what do you think of Megyn Kelly? You know, I mean, it's Friday, and we needed a laugh, yes. It's almost humiliating and incredibly embarrassing how stupid Fox News has become. Of course, we knew this all along. You know, not too many people were fooled. They have some great people on there like Judge Napolitano and some others, you know, of course, on the business channel or on the business end because they put them out of the news. But obviously Fox is in a identity crisis because they don't know what to do right now. Like the Republican Party, the party leaders, that is, the people seem to know. But the news agency has been decrepit and spoiled and rotten and pimping this phony conspiracy.
Well, they're just a bunch of script readers. And when they get off script, they're like, duh, what do we do now?
Right. They're just following orders, just like everybody else out there. And that's the way it works in the mainstream news media. Of course, Murdoch owns this thing. And, he's got a lot of old people listening, which is really interesting, but it's not working for him anymore. I mean, people are starting to see through it. Megyn Kelly is probably headed to one of the major networks before too long herself, due to the fact that she's no longer reliable. She's losing her credibility very fast. She's broadened her war on Trump, and now she's not just dedicating her program to Trump bashers, but she's openly attacking Donald Trump supporters. And she's been going on and on and on with all kinds of things about saying that these Trump supporters are the ones that are causing these violent riots. And we're finding out that's not the case. And they're planting people out there, friends. There are people, like Dave said the other day, who are answering Craigslist ads to be a political actor, you know what I mean? And they go out and some of them are probably much more sinister than others, but we do have a lot of people out there, Dave, as you know, who are basically just showing up to be a political activist. I used to read advertisements in the newspaper a long time ago, the Help Wanted ads, become a political activist, contact Acorn. No kidding, yeah.
This is nothing new.
Yeah, nothing new at all. Absolutely, man. Hey, you know, you've been following the whole thing with the Bundy case, and you have some information you've been compiling on that, and we're going to get to that sometime. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, as much as I think I know, I always bow out to a large extent on that discussion because there are people like yourself, and, of course, we have programs here on the network that are running a lot more, and these guys know so much more about it that I hesitate to throw my two cents, which is about what it'd be worth. I hesitate to throw that in. But Dave, just kind of give us an update on some of the things that you've seen.
Well, okay. It's not exactly what it's being painted out to be. It really seems like they've kind of co-opted the Patriot movement for their own agendas. And there's a bunch of other stuff on there that I really don't want to get into yet, Steve, until we can present all the evidence. Because I don't want to start a bunch of controversy without being able to back it up with facts. And it is probably going to be a little bit on the controversial side, but as independent media, it is our responsibility to expose truth wherever it is, whether or not it's government wrongdoing or patriot co-option or whatever it is. We're going to tell the truth, and the truth is the truth, and sometimes we don't like to hear it, but we need to hear it. We need to know what's going on because we've had enough, you know, things get co-opted and taken away from us, and I'm really kind of sick of all of that, and that's what we're going to talk about. So don't jump to conclusions on this yet because we have a bunch of evidence. Wait for that.
Right on. Yeah, I appreciate your time, your caution, concern, and wanting to get to the bottom of it all. Hey, we will be back on Lightspeed right after the break. Stay tuned to RBN and Lightspeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, hey, kicking off the second half of a Friday afternoon. I tell you, it feels good in a lot of ways to me. I don't know. It's been, like I said, a very rambunctious week. And, of course, you know, we won't revisit all that's been happening here. There's been a lot of noise. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on. And, you know, the whole thing with the Apple speak and Crapple speak, or that whole deal still breaking down, Dave. You know,
Crapple.
Yeah, that's what it's called. What do you think of the most recent of that issue pertaining to the FBI? You know, again, wanting to get in more information coming out now. Engineers are threatening to quit if FBI forces government on Apple.
Well, they already did that. I mean, I think they're just trying to get it out in the overworld, you know, so everybody knows. Yes, it is compromised. You know, Bill Gates came out, and I really need to find the clip on this stating, you know, that, you know, Apple needs to cooperate. We've had back doors in Windows since 1999, and, you know, I'm pretty sure there's back doors in there. They can get into that stuff. Everything's on the cloud. I mean, good grief. You know, that's the push for the cloud. We have to have everything on the cloud. You must use Gmail. You must have someone else manage all of your data. You're not responsible enough to have this stuff, and you won't necessarily respond to our warrants and requests and all of our illegal spying, so you can't have your own hard drives anymore.
Right, yeah, you think that if they were so smart, Dave, that they would already have figured all this stuff out anyway, right? I mean, after all, aren't they the NSA, and don't they have Prism, and don't they have the ability to hack into Merkel's emails and all kinds of other, they even got Hillary stuff, of course, and as usual, this comes back on
the thing is, this whole thing from San Bernardino was a false flag anyway. You know, the Farouks didn't do this. I mean, it was three, you know, athletically built, you know, tactically trained white guys that did this. So, you know, this thing is a fake on its face. And the cell phone that they're trying to get into was not their personal cell phones. Apparently, those got destroyed. That was a work-issued phone where if they wouldn't have screwed up, they could have just gone right into it. They messed up. And, oh, Apple, you gonna help us out? We screwed up. I think they did it on purpose. I think they want more access than what they've got. They've gone too far as it is. Hey, I want to stop all this terrorism crap as much as the next guy, and I think the way to do it is to quit funding it and quit starting it. You know, we're tired of all these false flags. We're tired of all this nonsense, and being able to violate the privacy of all the people out there in the world isn't going to help matters. It's going to make things worse. The criminals will get all this backdoor stuff, and nobody's information will be safe from anybody. You think identity theft has been a problem thus far? Ha! You ain't seen nothing yet, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, of course, obviously, it takes the government to really screw things up. We see that for sure. You know, and that's exactly what's happening here, because, as you pointed out, they would have been able to do all of this, even legally, had they followed the rules. And of course, the story out of San Bernardino is so bad anyway, and so unbelievable at this point. You really have to ask these questions. It's almost as if, you know, the old idea of don't let any crisis go to waste has been, you know, emphasized and exaggerated, and now has an inclusive definition that says don't let any government screw up go to waste either. You know,
yeah.
Use that for all you can get out of it, right? Yeah.
Same deal. Yep. And you know, we don't have enough crises, so we need to go create some more. You know, there's some interesting stuff out there, and, you know, we may have some, you know, pretty nasty things happening in the world before too much longer. We're just going to have to keep our eyes on it. You know, I've heard rumors that right now I'm not going to repeat because it's unsubstantiated. And, you know, if I don't have something to back up to, you know, I don't want to, you know, have fear porn going on here. I don't want to scare the hell out of everybody because somebody's got some rumor out there, but definitely get ready for everything. Be prepared and hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. It'll be somewhere in between, and that's all I can say on that.
Yeah, and we're going to be here trying to cut through all the crap, if you pardon the terminology, when you hear these stories. Is just as Dave and I were on the air when the whole thing in San Bernardino went down, asking questions from the very beginning, saying, now watch the narrative change, because this is usually the trend, and it sure enough did. And, you know, you begin to ask these questions right from the start, and you watch these events, and, you know, I liken the mainstream news media to a big rusty bucket, Dave, in that, you know, that when they're carrying, when they're carrying this information out, there's little places and stuff like that where a little bit of the water leaks out, a little bit of the information that doesn't, fit with the narrative that they're going to come up with, and they have to do damage control. You know, it's just kind of like, the news anchors, and some people argue whether they actually were aware of what was going on in 9/11, but you know, here you have Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and people like that saying, there it is again today, almost as if you wanted to bring down a building by planted explosives. You know, I mean, they kept
Dan Rather.
Yeah, it was Dan Rather for the third time today, you know, and, the whole point is simply that, you know, a lot of times, this information leaks out from the very beginning in the news media because you can't get everybody online. Then there was Jane Stanley. Jane is right outside the latest building that has collapsed, the Solomon Brothers building. Jane, are you, of course, you're looking over her shoulder and it's still there and she's telling you this story, you know, right? Well, that was, obviously.
I know, I saw that.
Jane Stanley, she's one of my favorite all-time goofball journalists who will never live that down. And the only way she can do, of course, would be to be honest and explain how the chain of information command prompted her at the wrong time, evidently, for something.
Yep, they got off script.
Yeah, she could be, but she's not going to do that, you know. Jane Stanley.
Oh, no.
Remember that name, she'll forever live in infamy as one of the on the scene reporters. But there's been so many of them, of course. They talked about the explosives, still in the building in Oklahoma City at the Murrah building. And they called everybody out after the first major explosion. There's been so many lies told about that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is the mainstream news media. It is important, friends, when, you know, a lot of you guys have been out there, and I know some of our listeners, of course, are that way, have been recording these things as these events go down. You know, just taking recordings off of various feeds and then holding on to things, such as Rudy Giuliani's quotes, various things that you hear at the time that haven't been put through the sanitation process, you know what I mean, and damage control band-aided up in order
exactly.
to... Exactly. Yeah.
So you'll notice that, like, with San Bernardino, this is a real fine example of that, you know, because the same thing happened in Oklahoma City. You know, when the local media starts getting a hold of a story before they get their scripts, you know, they start reporting what they're seeing. And, you know, we're hearing about, you know, three suspects, you know, white guys and all of this stuff. And, you know, as soon as they get their script, the story radically changes. And it's this dead Muslim couple that was handcuffed in this SUV that, you know, oh, yeah, they did it. Okay, where's the third guy? All the eyewitnesses report, you know, three athletic, you know, tactically trained white guys, you know, carrying this stuff out. And, you know, a 90-pound Muslim woman, you know, got, you know, the shapeshifter thing going on there. You kind of want to know how that happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the same thing in Oklahoma City because they were talking about multiple explosions, multiple devices, and, you know, all the people on the ground, you know, were talking about this. And, of course, when the national news and the, you know, corporate overseers get a hold of it, they sanitize the story and everything changes. So what honesty you do get in media, you've got to get right on it. Because what you'll really need to pay attention to is the stuff that they say once and never say again.
Yeah,
because all this other stuff that's on the little tickers over and over and over again, they're just repeating the lies, reading the scripts. You know, there still is some reporting out there because, hey, they got to fill the airwaves with something until they get their script. You know, they're not told what's going on. You know, most of them don't know ahead of time, but when information comes down from on high, okay, this is what you're going to report. You know, I'm surprised more people don't, you know, say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't make any sense. But I figured they probably got a good threatening, and they realize that if they do start to out this stuff, they will immediately become quite suicidal.
Yeah, suicidal or demoted or found another job or placed in as a sports anchor, like what happened to me years ago. You're no longer in news. You're now a sports guy. You know, where you can not do anything, we hope, damaging. You can just stay with sports personalities. And I could have done that and made a good career out of it. I was actually selling. I didn't leave because I had to, friends. I left because I said, this just, I love sports to some extent, but I can't live and eat and sleep and all the other stuff, sports 24 hours a day. I mean, you gotta be a real sports person to be a good sports anchor, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That was a reasoning, much less the fact that I knew I was being pushed out of the important stuff. But, you know, I mean, that's the way it works in this business, and you can see people, you know, I've been wondering about Geraldo after all these years. You know, I mean, he's done such a lot of junk reporting over the years.
Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny. But, you know, he was one of the people who said that the murder of Deborah Jane Palfrey, you know, who was the D.C. madam, and had the book with a lot of very high rollers using her escort service and stuff like that during all that time. And then she was telling people she was not going to commit suicide. She just wanted her house taken care of. And she was trying to get her house paid for and all these kinds of things. She wanted to be left alone. She was getting out of the business. She didn't want to say anything. But lo and behold, she ends up hanging in a shed at her mother's house, you know. And we're supposed to believe that this was a suicide. And even Geraldo said that he didn't believe it. He was wanting to investigate this. He's had some of the people from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth on the shows. He tried to make an attempt to get back into doing some honest journalism on some areas. And, of course, you know, Geraldo, that ego with a mustache, as he's often called, you know, he did try to, you know, at least get in on some of these stories and ask some questions and to break some things open. This, you know, wasn't along the lines of Al Capone's vault, and he's had a lot of other fiascos in his career, no question about that. But, you know, I mean, you see what happens to these people, and they go missing or go out of the news media. They lose their jobs. They got rid of Rosie O'Donnell when she wanted to have Stephen Jones, Professor Stephen Jones on from Brigham Young, who was going to talk about World Trade Center 7. I remember that show, and it was live. Now, one thing you don't want to do is let the ladies get talking about something like this, right? So he was scheduled to be on that show on a date on which they were trying to pass the immigration bill. And that show was live, and you couldn't really interrupt it because it was going out live over the network. We used to have live television, if you believe it or not, friends, where people actually spoke live in New York, and it reached the entire country. And George W. Bush scheduled a Rose Garden press conference interview that day and interrupted and co-opted that feed, that whole program, out. And he talked about the immigration bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rosie O'Donnell was shortly thereafter negotiating a new contract with ABC and The View, and she sort of disappeared for a while because they were not going to allow Rosie O'Donnell even to talk about some things and questions pertaining to 9/11 at that time. This is quite a few years later, friends. So this is the way they sanitize the news. This is the way they control it. It is criminal. It is criminal. It's not just stupid people, friends. These are people who are controlling your information, who are poisoning your well of information out there. They're keeping people dumbed down. And I feel bad for so many people that I talk to who really have no idea what's really going on because they're so bombarded by 24-hour news, all the time, fair and balanced, whatever you want to call it. You know, I mean, it's really not the real stuff. And you folks listening, of course, to this network, and we do appreciate it. And as we've pointed out before, we are not perfect either. Dave just talked about the whole Bundy case. He's holding his observations and his analysis until he's a little more confident about what he sees. And I backed out, as I said before, because I really don't know enough about it. That's one of the reasons why I haven't talked as much about it as a lot of other people have. But, you know, I appreciate that, Dave. I do. Hold out a little bit, make your suggestions, your observations, but let's wait on the conclusions and let's find out ourselves here on this network, everywhere in the internet. We've just got to keep digging, friends, until we get to some real stuff and it all makes sense, right?
Exactly. I've got somebody that's a very good researcher that's been doing a lot of digging on this, and I'm going to put all the information together. We're going to present the information, and we're going to let you guys make up your own mind, you know, because we're not here to tell you what to think. We're just trying to stimulate the conversation and bring some truth to the mix and let y'all figure it out for yourselves.
Yeah, it's a... That's our job, you know. I don't want to borrow Fox slogans, but we will do the best we can to get out the reports, and you can then decide. I think it's honest on our behalf, and we are not perfect by any means, but we are trying. And we're here not because of the money, or we're not headed for a career. you know, at a major network, and I've told my stories, of course. I've run across some of these people in my past, some of the big ones, you know, that were on their way up while I was kind of working in the background or doing something, and I have no regrets. I wouldn't want to live with myself if I had to continually believe that my whole career was a lie, you know. I don't know how any of these guys can do it, and that's why we probably, you know, well, who knows what happened to Peter Jennings. Maybe he just, at the end, just couldn't handle it and got cancer and died. He was so torn up inside. Who knows? Maybe, you know. But
it's hard to say.
It is. I know I wouldn't be able to deal with that for very long, being told.
I wouldn't do it at all. I would tell them to get screwed with the horse they rode in on.
Yeah, you know, interesting thought also about so many things revolving around this issue as to whether the Republican Party have lost their minds. More talk now, you know, about how the party will make decisions. The party will make decisions. The party's going to make decisions? You know, I know that when, in Colorado, when they got rid of the primary vote, here in the state for the caucus situation, people were furious. And I don't think they have any idea of how angry people are going to be. Will it take, let's say the Republican Party decides to commit suicide or tries to power play that is just, it's fusing in an atomic political reaction, friends. And there is a major revolt. You know, would it take a third party to come to power in this country to hold these people accountable and start the investigations, prosecutions, and carrying out of sentences on people in both parties, in the news media, all over in the government? That's necessary. Do we need...
Maybe a third party will do it, but we probably need a fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Either that, or we just take parties out of the equation and we deal with people as individuals. Because you're always going to have this co-option of parties and groups. I mean, look what happened to the Tea Party. I mean, good grief. We're getting sick of all this stuff getting co-opted. Enough is enough already. Stop it.
Really? Absolutely. That's what's happening. Hey, one more segment of Lightspeed after the break. Stay tuned, friends. We will be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling.
Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Wrapping it up Friday on RBN with the program Lightspeed, and it's been a pretty good week, I think, all in all, because a lot of great things have come out, even though there's been a lot of controversy. And I just went to the RBN site, republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. A great story up there. Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, caught hiding data from a product study leading to hundreds of deaths. Really, this is
in the news. Imagine my shock.
Yeah, uh-huh. And this is the source, of course, Justin Gardner, published on March 17th yesterday in the news, U.S. News. And nomination of Robert Califf to head the Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, demonstrates once again that the pharmaceutical industry has immense influence in federal government. Really? Uh-huh. The FDA, which claims to protect us from bad foods and drugs, is now run by a person who has reaped hundreds of thousands of dollars through ties to 23 different drug companies. Big Pharma has a very special privilege in the United States, which is one of only two countries that allow direct-to-consumer marketing on its patented products. Between this and its profit-sharing relationship with doctors, the industry has a nation hooked on legal drugs, not illegal, but legal drugs, such as opioids, which are killing people by the thousands and leading to massive heroin epidemics that's back. Wouldn't it be, isn't it strange that now that we're actually watching and overseeing and cultivating poppies in Afghanistan, that now there's another heroin addiction going on all over the country, Dave? What do you think of that?
Yeah, imagine my shock on that one. You know, I'm absolutely sick of all these pharmaceutical commercials, and the list of side effects longer than your arm, back and forth and up and down, your nose will fall off, you'll bleed to death, you'll have this cancer, that virus, don't do that, don't you ever stop taking this stuff, you're gonna die. I mean, good grief, really? Does anyone, after listening to all of that stuff, want to buy this stuff and take it? I mean, good grief.
Yep.
You know, only the only civilized country, quote, civilized, that allows this stuff on our TV, and I tell you, I'm sick of it. Everybody I know is sick of it, but oh, they're going to do it anyway. Cram it right up your rear end. We're going to sell you some more stuff. Hey, you tired of all the pharmaceutical ads? Guess what? We've got a pill for that, but it might make you commit suicide, so that'll be all right, too.
Yep, and even Pfizer now that we see, which is umbrellaed or subsidized at least partially by Monsanto now, has escaped the country, and they're not going to be paying $35 billion in tax, friends. So it's not only that they are getting away with all kinds of murder, which is dangerous, of course, and should be stopped, but these companies have gone overseas now too as well, and they're hiding over there. So that even the New England Journal of Medicine, written primarily by researchers at Duke University, left out critical laboratory data recently on the issue here with the Bayer product that's been put out. I guess it's called Xarelto, right? And this is one of these things that's been proven to be dangerous. So there's all kinds of things going on here, and this revolving door, this little turnstile where the people come out of the big pharma industry into the FDA and then right back in again, it's got to stop. Well, Dave?
It certainly needs to stop. It's gotten old. We're tired of ads. We're tired of the fear. We're tired of all the nonsense. Hey, I know. You got a pill for that. Okay, well, you can take your pills and stick them. Hey, we'll be back next week here on Lightspeed. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay safe, stay free, stay happy. Hey, stay whatever you want as long as you're having a good time. We'll catch you on the flip side.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How's it going, everyone? It's Friday. I don't know what the date is. What's today's date? 16th, 17th, 18th. I don't even know what month it is, for crying out loud. 18th? What month are we in? March? Something like that. Anyways, welcome. My allergies are kicking in like a mofo. I mean, this time of year, this never happened to me before, by the way. It's only been in the last couple of years where around this time, I just start getting nailed with an allergic reaction, I guess, to the pollen in the area. And it is unrelinquishing at the moment. My eyes get all itchy, and then, of course, I rub them. Now, I've taken bioflavonoids. I think that's what they're called. And they do